Are there beggars on the street corners where you live? How do you respond to them? I confess, they make me nervous. I don't want to make eye contact with them, that's for sure. My initial reaction is often skepticism. They're probably an organized group begging instead of working, pooling what they collect at the end of the day. Or worse, my reaction is disdain and judgment. You know, they'll just use the money to buy drugs or alcohol. Scripture tells us that how we respond and serve the needs of the poor has eternal consequences. Sunday's Gospel in Luke chapter 16, the story of poor Lazarus begging at the rich man's door, hoping just for the scraps from his table. Jesus tells us that the rich man didn't even acknowledge the existence of Lazarus. He didn't make eye contact with the beggar either, who was right in front of him. We know how it ends for both the rich man and Lazarus by the end of the parable. The material excesses of our society desensitize us to the needs of the least of our brothers and sisters. An overabundance of stuff can cause us to be complacent towards their lack. It can put a gulf between us and the poor. What is the chasm that separates you from serving Jesus and the poor? Is it indifference or skepticism about their need? Is it fear of not having enough if you give and so lack the trust that God will provide in honor of your generosity? When we truly acknowledge all the blessings that God gives to us, then out of love and, frankly, fairness, we are obliged to share our sufficiency with those in need. The church teaches that our wealth is not just for our enjoyment, but for the common good. So be courageous and give. Have faith and trust that God will provide. Put God first in every area of your life, time, talent, and treasure. Volunteer and give to charities that serve the poor.